This is a very special episode for us. Basically, this is young people with their parents, with other family members, climbing Mount Snowdon, which is one of the hardest mountains to climb across the UK. And the challenge was set by Rosie, who's one of our ambassadors, and we've got over 20 of us climbing up this mountain. Now, we did try to do an audio recording of everybody ready at the start, but because we were up a little bit higher, that audio didn't come through. So I'm just covering the start here, and I don't really need to say too much because I hope you listen to this podcast and you can really hear the passion in the voices from the young people as they climb up Snowdon, as they reach the top, and as they come back down again.
So we've got Charlie and Harrison now with us, and we've started our climb.
Yeah.
So what are your first thoughts of the Snowdon climb?
How is it so steep?
So this is, yeah, this is the start point. We're not at the start yet. This is the climb up to it.
I'm already regretting my life decision, so am I.
Once you get there, though, like, how are you going to feel, do you think, once you get to the top?
I think I feel accomplished. Tired.
Accomplished, yeah. Yes. And why are you both doing this climb?
To raise money for the multi-schools.
Yeah, to raise money and awareness.
And why is awareness important?
Because that means the more we're aware, the more people understand, and that means like society becomes better.
And then the more money we raise, the more aware we'll become.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
All right, cool.
So I've now got Connell, Rosie and Jonathan. We've just stopped again. We're at a very high point, which is why I'm standing over here. So I don't like heights. I didn't tell you that. Right, how have you found it so far?
It's been treacherous, but we've still got a hard way to go, but I think we can do it.
Yeah.
With Lucasade and Mars bars.
Lucasade and Mars bars. What about you, Rosie? How have you found it so far?
Really good. But
yeah.
Cool.
How have you found the climb? What's been the hardest bit so far?
Probably like all of the things. Like, yeah. All of like the hard bits.
Like the rubble and stuff.
Yeah.
You mean? Yeah, yeah.
Also keeping away from the edges.
Yeah, yeah, definitely now. What about you, Connell?
The bit we just did was very challenging.
Yeah.
Like Jonathan said, very treacherous.
Yeah.
But I think it's been quite enjoyable so far.
Right, so we're over halfway. Mm-hmm. How are you finding it, Alfie?
Good.
Yeah? tough work?
Yes.
Yeah? What's been the best bit so far?
McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah, has that been the best bit?
Looking at sheep.
Yeah, we've seen lots of sheep, haven't we?
Yeah.
Lots of sheep.
I've been up and down here many, many times with many, many people.
Yeah.
And every group has its surprises. And we've got a group of children here who are showing the old people how to do it. And I think they're amazing. We've got a few of the older people here struggling, but everybody's working really hard to do what needs to be done to raise that awareness. So we've done it many times, many proud, but I'm very proud of this lot.
Yeah. Nah, they're doing well, aren't they? And as you said, they're leading the way at the moment. I think Rosie's up at the top, leading the charge.
Yeah, I mean we're on the kind of heaven staircase here, so it's a really hard section for about 500 metres that's boulders, and they're all cracking on, just doing their own pace as a team, keeping the teamwork up, doing really, really well.
And then I've got Charlie and Isla here as well. How are you? How are you both finding it? Exhausting, yeah. Why are you both, remind us again though, why are you both doing this? Why is it important to you?
Well, one reason to break down perceptions and prove that just because I have needs doesn't mean I can't do anything and do this for my mum too.
Yes, we'll give a big shout out to Adele, who sorted the t-shirts, who did loads of stuff for us, didn't she? The water, everything. So yeah, big shout out to Adele. Come on, Charlie, let's keep going. I won't talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're now at the top of Mount Snowdon. We've made it, and I'm sitting here with Isla and Blaine. How do you feel now you've got to the top?
That I've proved something. Relief.
Right, the magnitude of your achievement, Isla, is just immense.
Right, now three. Yeah.
Amazing, absolutely
really,
amazing.
Really hard. You come through pain barriers and you made it. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Good. I've also got Jonathan and Connell standing here as well. How do you feel now you got to the top?
I'm really impressed. It's my first mountain. Next Ben Nevis.
You're already thinking of the next one. Connell?
Absolutely ecstatic, yeah. To be honest. I mean, it's been absolutely challenging. We got over the worst.
Yeah.
The main thing is, we've done it and we've all done it and we all done it together as a team.
And you got a coke in the end.
And you got a can of Coke. I'm just going to walk around and ask a few people. George, son of Nigel.
Son of Nigel.
You've made it to the top again. How many times have you done it now?
This is my third.
Okay. And how did it compare?
I'm actually a dad.
Well, my knee went on this one, which is always fun.
Yep.
But you know, the spirit on this one is really good. Everyone's pulled together in a much nicer way than the previous times I've done this. So it's made climbing this mountain a lot nicer. I'm really impressed with everyone. Everyone's got such a great spirit, so can't be unhappy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been getting some pictures and bits up route and...
Yeah, I've been catching some video, got lots of things on the way, so look out for that. It's coming on the way soon.
Fantastic. Thank you, George. And then just quite near George, I know he's been on here already, but Big Nige made it to the top.
Yeah, we got here all as a good group. Big team effort to get to the top. A few of the older people, including myself, felt it towards the end. But yeah, great. Some really inspiring performances. Charlie did really, really well. Isla smashed it. All of the young ones, absolutely brilliant. So yeah, and it was worth coming just to see you, Kieran, near some sheer drops. It's been the highlight of my trip.
We'll move past that one as I crawl across the mountain. Alfie, you made it to the top.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah. And what's the best bit now about getting to the top?
And I actually did it.
Yeah. You're proud of yourself. Good. Would you do it again?
No.
Once is enough.
Yeah.
No, good stuff. So we're walking back down now, Harrison. You've completed Snowdon. How do you feel about it?
I feel accomplished.
Good.
But I feel like the way down is much easier. Yeah, it hurts your like feet more, but it's just easier.
Yep.
Then you throw a leg point still. But on the way up, like the last stretch is like eventful, but I feel very accomplished.
Do you think it's like inspired people to do more things like this?
Yeah, because when you like go and do things like this, you can see, you can sightsee, you can do things for charity like us, and it's just good to come outdoors every now and then.
And we've got people here today with all, you know, all differences. What difference do you think it will make to like building people's understanding?
Being more aware of people, like everyone has differences, and being more aware of that.
Fantastic.
I'm now speaking to you fresh from climbing the mountain with wonderful group of people. It was an amazing experience. I'm sure you've heard that from the recordings. As we were climbing up, we did have a few more, but because of the wind and all the other elements up there, we couldn't get them all onto this podcast episode. But the simple message that I hope has come across from everybody who's spoken is that no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing in your life, you can achieve anything. So you may have differences and things that you may have even been told are going to hold you back in life. You can go and do the things you want to do. And we really hope this episode has inspired people to maybe not climb a mountain, but go and take on a challenge, something that will take them out of their comfort zone, just like all of the young people have done on this challenge. A massive thank you to everybody who's helped contribute to this challenge, everybody who's donated to us as well. And the money will really make a difference to everything we move on to now. And who knows, it may even inspire another podcast series. So we will see. But thank you very much for listening. And we really hope you've enjoyed this episode.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.